Time for something that I think probably only appeals to me. Answer me these questions three. Mike, as you know, I have two great passions in my life. Star Trek The Next Generation.
And Christ.
And closely behind that, the UK. Imagine my thrill. Have you seen the movie Trekkies, and have you seen Trekkies 2 with Denise Crosby?
I have seen a little bit of it, yes.
Played Lieutenant Yar.
Mm-hmm.
In Trekkies 2, she interviews a guy from the UK who's turned his home into a replica of the Enterprise.
And it's a noble quest.
He spent 8 years turning his apartment into Star Trek The Next Generation.
Marvelous.
He's going to sell them now on eBay. And he's in London.
He's what, he's going to sell houses?
Somewhere in the UK.
Maybe he's going to sell the interior design of houses?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, mate.
How you doing?
Hi, everybody. This is
Tony.
Tony.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, Tony.
Now, Buzz, can you please pull up this website, www.number24, meaning 24. It's www.24thcid. www.24thcid.com. And, Mike, if you look on Buzz's screen, you'll see that on this guy's website, it looks like one of the panels.
Interesting that website has THC in it.
The website looks like a panel from the Starship Enterprise.
Is that your house?
It's an apartment, yeah, that I worked on, yeah.
I mean, so when you walk into your apartment, Tony, do you really walk into like a Star Trek environment?
Yes, I certainly do, yeah. It's 100%. In fact, it's a lot better than what you see on the website. Those pictures are about 3 years old. It's been refitted since that website was done.
So why do you?
I don't even like Star Trek as much as you, but I am. I have to admit now, I am suddenly intrigued. Are you looking at that? The detail in that thing?
Oh, I saw the website before the show. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's done a pretty good job of recreating what the. Now it's not only the Enterprise, but it's Voyager, right?
Yes, it's been refitted to Voyager. In fact, it's. I'm a fan of Star Trek, but I'm more of a fan of the interior. As an interior designer, I'm more of a fan of the Star Trek's interior. I think the American-based TV show is better than any sci-fi show in terms of interior.
Now, how much do you think? Well, now you've done this in your own house. You've turned your house into a replica of the Enterprise. How exactly are you going to sell this on eBay?
Well, it's been 2 years in having the refit to Star Trek Voyager, so it'll be listed on their real estate auction site at the end of this month.
So, you're selling your
flat. Apartment, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh, well.
Anglin can kiss my ass.
Would you ever go to any other houses and like sell the interior design? Is it something that you can replicate in different apartments?
You get different degrees. I get people saying that they want their study or their den doing, or they just want a particular part of the house doing.
You didn't even know it. You used a Star Trek word.
The replicator.
The replicator.
Yeah.
I know a little bit about that.
So when you were in that movie Trekkies 2, were you embarrassed when the movie came out?
No, I wasn't actually, because the crew with Denise Crosby, who played Tasha Yar, they were a great bunch of people. It was an enjoyable day. It was a long day, but it was an enjoyable day when I met them.
I actually replicated the outside of my house one time to look like the set of Sanford and Son.
You did a good job, Mike.
Thank you very much. You've been there.
You did a good job.
Isn't that incredibly authentic?
Listen, I'm a very big Star Trek TNG fan, and even I wouldn't do something as nutty as this, but we'll be glad to promote the website. Let me ask you this, Tony.
Looks expensive.
It's not expensive. Basically, at the end of the day, it's like set design. And if you've ever come across any set designer, they'll tell you that, I mean, the main budget goes on the actors, as you well know.
What are you looking for? What would a good opening bid be on eBay?
It'll start off at $200,000, but it does have a reserve price.
All right, so you got to reserve, a minimum reserve you have to meet. And obviously it's over in the UK, so this is somebody that you're probably looking for somebody that's, you know, a Brit that's going to bid on this,
no,
right?
No, not necessarily, because it's going on eBay.com, it's open to anybody.
Yeah, but wouldn't they have to move to England, to the UK?
No, you could get a businessman who is a Star Trek fan, and there's plenty about, who just wants to own this apartment.
Okay.
As a kind of party piece to bring his friends or whatever.
I'd love to have a party there.
Yeah.
That would be serious. You know, you're into it more than I am. I'm looking at
it's
this.
Cool.
That would be extremely
it
cool.
It is cool. Ed, yeah. May I ask you something else, sir? Have you seen those pictures of Paul's wife in the porno? I'm talking about, you know, the girl with one leg.
Oh, sure.
Heather. Christ, is she hot? Have you seen those topless pictures of her?
I've not seen anything today. I don't read the newspapers that often, but I've been told about it.
Oh, yeah.
What is the coolest thing in your house, your Star Trek house?
It has to be the transporter. It was the first thing that was built, and it took 2 years to build, and that was based on the next generation transporter.
Does it do anything? Does it have any...
It has sound effects and all the rest of it. The transporter sound effects sort of thing.
Do you think Paul ever does anything with her leg?
Probably does.
I mean,
you're back to Heather Mills.
I
can't believe I'm more into this guy's house than you are, because I was thinking, if you go into the transporter room and you hit the sound effects, then what do you do, like run into another room?
It's strange, because when Denise Crosby was here, it was a bit surreal, because having seen her on the TV as Tasha Yar, as you mentioned earlier.
She still looks pretty good, huh, Tony?
She stood on the transporter.
Not as good as Heather, though.
She said, beam me up, which was a bit surreal to have Denise Crosby here actually using that phrase, beam me up.
What do you think that Denise Crosby would have to do to get a leg up on Heather?
Now, you're an interior designer, an interior decorator?
Interior designer.
Are you, don't take any offense at this, we're a gay-friendly show. Are you lighting the loafers, mate?
Say again?
Lighting the loafers. They might not know that in the UK.
You like boy men more than women?
No, I have a wife. She's an ex-wife. I'm very, very
curious. You're a heterosexual
designer. That is an American stereotype, that if you're a male and you're an interior designer, you got to be a pole smoker.
No, I don't know. Maybe I think there may be a couple of interior designers that have kind of donned that label.
Oh, and speaking of pole smokers, do you think that Paul ever took Heather's leg off and used it as a pipe to smoke weed?
I don't know, but I think you two are probably on something like that.
Well, I can only hope that you get incredible bids from the UK. Perhaps Prince Harry or Prince William will bid on this.
Maybe. It'd be somebody like that, or maybe Richard Branson. It'd be somebody who just wants to own it and say, well, yes, I own the Star Trek apartment.
Will you do anything similar along the Star Trek? Will you design any other interiors that are, you know, Star Trek-type interiors?
Yes, I'm coming to the States soon. I've got somebody who wants... somebody quite famous. Somebody very famous who wants something doing for another member of his family.
Can you tell us the famous person?
Yeah, no, he says not to say anything at all.
It's got to be private.
Well, I could say he's got a famous dad, so if you put two and two together, you might get him.
Yeah, I know this. I don't want you to affect the sale, obviously, but this has the novelty approach anyway. If you are going to build this, materials and cost, and just charge somebody for, you know, doing this, what do you think you could get it done for? Bottom line cost.
It's just an ordinary room. Say an ordinary. This is a 375 square feet, so an ordinary room. You could probably do it for about $5,000, maybe.
Why is Benny Hill so funny?
I don't think he's funny myself, but I dare say he might be funny over there.
I like that Fawlty Towers guy.
And yeah, oh, Johnny, please. Now he's not so funny. He's a very intelligent guy. Mm.
And you've not seen the pictures of Paul McCartney's wife?
No, I've not seen it. But my ex-wife gets the newspapers, and she's constantly talking about it.
Do you believe... How long was he married to her, Robbie?
Four years.
4 years.
Do you think she gets like $180 million?
That's good money.
Jesus Christ.
And there's no prenuptial, apparently.
Right.
I think it sounds reasonable.
Do you believe that she made Paul have plastic surgery?
I doubt that.
Are you embarrassed by Ringo?
I believe Ringo's an alcoholic, so I've been told.
Oh, dear.
Do you guys have better water over there now for, like, the fluoride for the teeth?
Yeah. It's good. The water's good over here.
And your food's getting better, too, isn't it?
I believe so. Yeah, well, I'm all right on it. You know.
Do you boil a lot of your own meals?
Well, now I have microwave food more.
Okay, microwave, very good.
Yeah, it's quick and easy.
Listen, here's a serious question. I watch the news a lot. Is Prince Harry just a little slow?
I'm not a royalist, to be honest with you. I don't follow the royal family.
He looks like the slow royal to us.
He might be slightly retarded. I mean, not like... I mean, are you familiar with Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Forrest Gump had an IQ of 75. Prince Harry looks to me to be maybe, if I was to clock him, like an 80.
Does Prince Harry's polo pony graze in another, field?
I was astonished because they've just done a show now about Princess Diana, the late Princess Diana, and it showed you clips of the two princes, and they were looking at wreaths that were laid down as a result of the death outside Buckingham Palace.
Yes, my ass.
It's funny that you should say about him being a bit slow, because the expression on the two of them's faces was like as if nothing had happened.
Would you feel safer if the Bobbies carried guns?
Yes, I think I would. Yeah,
we're getting all our English questions.
I think they should. Yeah, I think if everybody like you over there, or some of your states where having a gun is not prohibited.
The last thing I have.
I think we should adopt that attitude here, and there'd probably be less crime.
How's your silly soccer game going?
Again, I don't follow football, but I just caught the Brazil Croatia match, and Brazil have won. They won that match 1-0.
What's your favorite American food?
Got to be hamburger.
Hamburger.
Yeah. Yep, very
why
good.
Do soccer fans in England, and well, throughout Europe, why do they throw bananas at the black players?
I don't know. It's a racist thing. I think, we were talking about, I work out for the gym there, we're talking about soccer, about that particular thing, and why violence is attached to soccer, and where did the violence first start? And it started here in the UK. I said, what soccer fans ought to do is take a leaf out of the football fans in America, because I believe there's no violence attached to your game, is there?
Not really. There's an occasional fight in the stands, but nothing really of a large scale.
And you have 10 times the amount of people go see one of your major games.
Yes. The National Football League dwarfs your, as you call it, football. Let's
and there's
be honest.
No violence. And yet it's a more body contact game.
Mm-hmm. You know what? So
why is that?
Well, maybe the key is...
We're the greatest
nation
in the free world.
I'd start watching it. Maybe the key is to make soccer just a little more violent. I mean, really, why not go for that? Have the fighting on the field. See, it's too gentle a sport. Run, 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 kick the ball. Run, 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 kick the ball. Have a few more, put a little rugby into it.
That's right, yeah, and because as your sport is akin to rugby union, I dare say, and yet at rugby union matches, we don't have any violence, but we have violence at football matches.
See, there it is.
Yeah. Do you know who Simon Cowell is?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Do you think he's a dick?
Is it what?
Do you think he's a jerk?
I think I don't. I think he's a very professional, very successful record producer.
Mm-hmm. We love him. America loves him because, of course, as you know, everything good. Or did we steal American Idol from somebody else?
Stole it from England.
The Brits.
From England, yeah. I think Simon Cowell knows exactly what he's talking about. Yeah. The guy wouldn't be where he is if he didn't. I used to be in the record business myself. As far as he's concerned, everything he says is constructive, and exactly 9 out of 10 times of what he says is spot on.
Why does he wear such tiny T-shirts, though? Well,
you're never going to get an answer to that one.
So many questions,
no,
and there's just not enough
time.
So
many British questions. Fantastic. And, hey, I guess your queen's taking a sip from that fountain of youth, huh? She's still hanging in there.
And really, how do you think Prince Charles dives into that Camilla? I mean, seriously, take a good look at her.
What do Brits think about her?
That's like him looking in a mirror, putting on a wig, and saying, "Yeah, I'm a woman.
I'm going to do myself."
she has been actually kind of compared to a late male comedian here who died some time ago, and they both of them look exactly the same.
Do the Brits like Camilla at all?
I think there's like a 50-50. I think the thing with Diana, they won't let that go because I mean, it's as you say, how can Prince Charles prefer Camilla Parker Bowles over, Princess Diana?
That's right.
I can't understand that one. I still can't understand it.
Who wants to eat dog when you can eat steak? You know what I'm saying?
Spoken like a true Yank.
Well, listen, the website is 24thcid.com. Mm-hmm. If you're a Star Trek fan like I am, go check it out. This dude's apartment looks just like the Enterprise.
I predict you're going to get a lot of money for this, Tony.
Yeah, well, we'll see how this contract goes in the States when I come over to California.
Hey, listen, how's that Iraq war working out? Is the war in Iraq working out as good for you as it is for us?
Well, there's plenty of discussions about that here on the TV, and I'd like to get into that myself.
We're loving it. I think we're mission accomplished, don't you think?
Yeah, it's going great.
Every time I turn the radio on, it seems to be the same thing. They talk about the same things over and over again. It just kind of wears me down a bit. I know there's people dying over there, but I think really they should just leave them to it.
Leave them to it, Well, a lot of people feel that way over here.
In nearly every war's got something to do with religion, and it's never going to change.
Where did you get the idea for the Mini Cooper? That is such a cute car. Well, give me best to Roger Moore, and thank you for being on the show today.
Okay, then.
Tally-ho.
It's been delightful.
Thanks, Tony.
All right, Don and Mike. Cheers.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I like Tony.
He had a good time.
I enjoyed Tony, and I like his room. Yeah. I think that's cool.
Yeah. I'm glad you like the room. I didn't think you'd like the room.
And you know something? I could see you doing that. That's why I asked him cost. And I thought it was pretty cool that he's trying to hawk this thing on eBay, but he still was square with us as far as what it would cost to get that done.
Right. I mean, maybe 10 years ago I might have.
Right.
But it'd be one of those things. It'd be like, now I'd go, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but if you got it built, you'd spend time in it.
It is cool.
Of course I would.
You would spend time in it, really, and you would spend time in it naked.
It'd be my nude, my nude room.
You know what? Seriously, what if it was just a Star Trek bathroom? Limited square footage, and you just have everything. You have the Star Trek, like Rudy Martsky used to have his Wisconsin Badger room.
Keypads and everything.
I don't want to lift up my toilet bowl and hear the Star Trek theme. When you lift the toilet.
Oh, you don't call it the toilet bowl if you do the Star Trek. No. You call your toilet the replicator. Well, doesn't it look the same every day? Most of the day. If you're fortunate,
the loo. Where's me loo?
I gotta use the loo. I just had my boiled eggs.
You would go to Rudy's house to take a leak, and you go to the bathroom, and you lift up the toilet seat, and while you're going, it would be like, on Wisconsin, on your fine. No, thank you.
Because you're stood next to the Badger shower curtain.
No, thank you.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.